Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. This week, Poonam caught up with Fiona Jones about the potential challenges faced by not having the right employee skills and how it affects team effectiveness.
Today, I'm joined by Fiona Jones, the recently appointed CEO of Slough Aspire. Fiona, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Poonam. It's lovely to have you here at Slough Aspire.
Now, I know that you are working with local businesses in Berkshire on the Skills for Workforce programme, and that's been running for a couple of months now. Can you just give us a little bit of an overview on that?
So skills support for the workforce comes through the Employee Supporting Skills Project, which is co-funded by the Thames Valley Berkshire Local Enterprise Partnership and European Social Fund funding. It delivers training across the Berkshire area with a network of delivery partners collaborating to create new training solutions to key priority areas, including science, technology, engineering and maths areas, as well as key industries in the area, such as hospitality and care. One of the overarching elements and the area where we have collaborated with the project has been on the impact of management and leadership skills, which cuts across all industry areas. Many people end up in leadership roles because they are very good at their jobs, but they don't always have training in how to be a good leader or a good manager. And so one of the areas that we've really focused on is that issue of how we can help people access leadership and management training that suits their organisation.
So we've all heard about the apprenticeship levy. Now, how does that affect the businesses that you're coming across, especially in the light of a recent statement that the CIPD had made that the majority of the workforce of 2030 is already in work?
So we are being approached by businesses on a regular basis around the levy, what it means for them, so whether they're a small business and understanding whether it applies, or whether they're a big business and understanding how they maybe need to introduce an apprenticeship program within their organisation. We've been helping them try and work out what's relevant to their organisation, but also getting them to understand that there is scope within the levy to be more creative around how they train and develop their existing workforce.
So in terms of your team's effectiveness, when you first joined the organisation, you recognised that the right skill set wasn't quite there. How did you rectify that situation?
So for us, it was very much about a review of our three-year growth plan and what we needed to do to achieve that. Very central to that was the staffing structure that we had in place and what we needed to do to expand it. This wasn't just about finding the right people with the right skills, but actually to train those people to work more effectively together. So now, having substantially increased our team, we're finding that they are collaborating and working really well with each other. We focused on how the team can use peer support and peer communication patterns to be more effective. It doesn't matter if it's face-to-face interaction or over the phone. It's very important to us to know that all our staff can work together and be effective in supporting that customer experience.
So would it be true to say that if you initially understood your team's dynamics, how they interacted with each other, where their skills were strongest, that you would have been able to have established certain roles for individuals so that they could have worked a little bit more collaboratively earlier on?
Absolutely. And effective ways for staff to understand themselves and therefore how they will relate to others within the team is really key to having a high-performing team.
Well, well done on achieving the Slough Business Award for Entrepreneur of the Year. That's incredible, bearing in mind that you've only been in this position for a relatively short period of time. So congratulations on that. Thank you so much for spending some time and talking to me today.
Thank you for having me on today's podcast, and I look forward to further investigating how we can benefit from working with HR in Flow.
That was Poonam talking to Fiona from the Aspire Centre in Slough. If you'd like to look at what they do, just head to their website at www.sloughaspire.com. And if you'd like to see how HR and Flow can help you identify the strengths and weaknesses to increase your team effectiveness, then please get in touch at 01280 823 702, or get in touch with us at collaboration@hrandflow.com. Next week, we'll be chatting with John Goodger about People in Flow, our training arm, just for a bit of a more of an in-depth look.